week in all. Listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA Sonny Young in Washington. Let's give a Sunny Side of Sports salute to Manchester City Football Club, which successfully defended its English Premier League title in winning fashion. And let's give another Sunny Side of Sports salute to Sadio Mane of Liverpool and Senegal and Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang of Arsenal and Gabon, who each bagged a brace in their Premier League matches. Joining us now with more details is Prince Nesta. Sporty greetings, Prince.
Sporty greetings to you too, Sonny. Manchester City retained the English Premier League title in style after holding their nerve to come from behind and thrash Brighton 4-1 to finish with 98 points, the second highest total in the league's history. Algerian playmaker Riyad Mahrez, Ilkay Gundogan, Sergio Aguero and Aymeric Laporte all scored for the Citizens to hold off Liverpool's first English top-flight title hopes since 1990. City, who strung together 14 league wins at the end of the season, are the first side to retain the title since their bitter rivals Manchester United managed the fate in 2009 and remain on course for the first domestic treble in English football history. Senegalese speedster Sadio Mane scored twice as Liverpool beat Wolverhampton Wanderers 2-0 to finish just a point behind Pep Guardiola's men, despite a stunning season that saw them lose just one game against City back in January. Chelsea secured a third-place finish despite a goalless draw against Leicester City, while Tottenham finished its campaign with a lively 2-2 draw against Everton to take fourth place. A double from Gabon hitman Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang helped Arsenal beat Burnley 3-1 to finish fifth, as Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's Manchester United finished their season with a whimper, losing 2-0 at home to a relegated Cardiff side to finish a distant sixth.
Prince, you mentioned Sadio Mane and Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang. I understand they're part of a historic African trio ending the English Premier League season as joint top scorers.
That's right, Sonny. It's actually the first time in the history of the English Premier League that three African players are sharing the prize for the top scorers award in the league. The players include Egyptian talisman and Liverpool forward Mo Salah, his Senegalese teammate Sadio Mane, and Arsenal and Gabon hitman Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang. They all scored 22 goals to secure the Golden Boot award. And it should also be noted that Mo Salah won the prize last season. By the way, Sonny, 22 goals is actually the lowest winning total since 2010-2011 season, when Dimitar Berbatov and Carlos Tevez shared the Golden Boot with 20 goals each.
Thanks, Prince. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Prince Nesta is taking a look at the weekend European club football highlights. Prince, let's turn our attention to France now. The race for the UEFA Champions League places really seems to be heating up.
That seems to be the case, Sonny. Loic Remy volleyed home from French forward of DR Congolese descent Jonathan Ikone's free kick to secure a 1-0 win over Bordeaux. The victory cemented Lille's grip on second place and direct qualification for next season's Champions League. Lille, which played its last game in Europe's top club competition 6 years ago, have 72 points, six ahead of Lyon, who hammered Marseille 3-0 after Maxwell Cornet's brace and a goal from French footballer of Malian descent Moussa Dembele to secure Lyon's 950th French League win. Brazilian football icon Neymar and Angel Di Maria both got on the score sheet as 10-man Paris Saint-Germain returned to winning ways with a 2-1 victory over Angers. The Parisians have already sealed their sixth league crown in 7 seasons.
Prince, let's go to Germany now. The Bundesliga title race looks like it's going down to the wire.
That's right, Sonny. Bayern Munich stumbled to a goalless draw at RB Leipzig, missing their chance to seal the Bundesliga title as Borussia Dortmund kept their hopes alive with a frenzied 3-2 win against Fortuna Dusseldorf, closing the gap to 2 points with one game left. Bayern Munich lead Borussia Dortmund by just 2 points, and remarkably, the record champions are on the verge of a historic 29th German championship, the 28th title in the Bundesliga era. Spanish champions Barcelona were booed in their 2-0 home win against Getafe, and their first La Liga game since a humbling defeat by Liverpool sent them crashing out of the Champions League semi-finals. La Liga wraps up this weekend. I'm Prince Nesta on the Sunny Side of Sports. Back to you, Sunny.
Thanks, Prince. I'm Sunny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Joining us now with a package of African sports news is Samson Omale. And Samson says he'll be kicking off with preparations by defending champion Cameroon for next month's Africa Cup of Nations football tournament. Sporty greetings, Samson!
Sporty greetings to you, Sonny. Cameroon coach Clarence Seedorf named a preliminary 34-man squad for the 2019 African Cup of Nations. The defending AFCON champions will face Ghana, Benin Republic and Guinea-Bissau in Group F at the finals in Egypt. The Indomitable Lions will be chasing their sixth continental crown. Elsewhere, Football Kenya Federation has also revealed that it has secured two friendly matches for the senior national team, the Harambee Stars. The Harambee Stars will camp in France ahead of the championship, while Nigeria, who will be playing in their first Nations Cup since winning the tournament on South African soil in 2013, have already organized warm-up matches against Zimbabwe and Senegal. Away from the Nations Cup preparations, Mamelodi Sundowns of South Africa successfully defended their premiership title after claiming a 1-0 win over Free State Stars to be crowned the 2018-2019 premiership champions in South Africa. The Brazilians finished on 59 points, 2 points above second place Orlando Pirates. Staying with football news, former Manchester City and Barcelona midfielder Yaya Toure says he's still in contention to play for a few more years, despite his agent announcing his apparent retirement last week. The 35-year-old has not played since having his contract at the Greek side Olympiacos terminated in December 2018. On Friday, Yaya Toure's agent Dimitri Silok said he had decided to end his career as a champion. In athletics news, few African countries got to the podium as the IWF World Relays Yokohama 2019 ended before a crowd of more than 20,000 at the Yokohama International Stadium on Sunday. South Africa men's 4x200 team earned the country's first ever medal at the IWF World Relays, winning silver in 1 minute 20.42 seconds, breaking the African record which had been set by the same squad in the heats. Kenyan sprinters could only salvage a bronze medal on the final day of the competition. And finally, Egypt's Ahmed Adli and Uganda's Ivy Amoko have booked their tickets to the Chess World Cup 2019, slated for September in Russia. The both snatched the gold medal at the Africa Zone 4.2 Individual Chess Championship, which was concluded in Kenya's Mombasa at the weekend. Ivy Amoko came first in the women's competition, while Egypt's Ala Matez and Sahila Abdel Monim took the second and third place, respectively, with 6.5 points. I am Samson Omale in Abuja, Nigeria.
Thanks, Samson. I'm Sunny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. In more African football news, Nigeria says its youth development program is on course and will be used to replace aging players of the senior national team, the Super Eagles. To find out more about the program, Iron Mike Mbonye spoke with the president of the Nigeria Football Federation, Amaju Pinnick.
We paused because of some distraction. We are starting again. It's being sponsored by Zenith Bank. We are in the zonal level, the categories of the zonal level now. Then we go to the national and we end it there, you know. So we are happy what we have seen. At least a large number of them are in this under 17 team currently. Like I keep saying, you know, we've qualified for under 70, qualified for under 20. But Nigerians should understand that these are developmental tournaments. Whether they win the tournament or not, to me, what is important is that they make an appearance at the world stage and they'll be able to see how they can perform and how we can nurture and keep them for the future. That's exactly what these tournaments are. We thank God we are getting it right. Kudos to Shea Kiumi. We are getting it right with the caliber of young, enterprising, futuristic players that we have. So we believe whether they do well or not, we'll give them the support we can, because we pray they win. We pray they say, I mean, we have won that tournament 5 times, but winning the tournament is one thing, but how has it impacted in our transition program to the higher categories? So, but we want this to really transit. At least if we have 60% of these players should make the under 20. Another 40 should make the under 23. Another 30% can make the Super Eagles. That's why we call them the Super Eagles, the next Eagles challenge, you know.
Apart from the Future Eagles program, do you have other collaborative programs, maybe with bigger clubs in Europe or football academies in Europe, aimed at discovering talents in Nigeria?
Yeah, we also look at the La Liga under 15, and a lot of talent were also nurtured and discovered from there. So, you see, we have all these programs, harmonizing them and bringing them, but the winner is Nigeria, because at the end of the day, we are coming up with a very progressive program, very practical program of selecting young, truly young, enterprising players that will replace the aging players. And that's what we're doing.
That's Amaju Pinnick, the president of the Nigeria Football Federation and first vice president of the Confederation of African Football, CAF. And he spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye in Lagos, Nigeria. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. In women's soccer, the United States beat South Africa Sunday 3-0 in a friendly international match played in Santa Clara, California. Both teams used the game to prepare for the Women's World Cup, which kicks off June 7th in France. Samantha Mewis scored 2 goals for the American women, who will be defending their world title in France. After missing most of 2018 with a knee injury, Mewis is finding her stride at the right time as she gets ready for her first Women's World Cup. Carly Lloyd added her 108th career goal in the second half, delighting the pro-American crowd of almost 23,000 fans in Santa Clara.
Voice of America!
Listen to VOA's program lineup live anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcasts. Check VOA Mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed. VOAnews.com.
VOA! I encourage our VOA listeners to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOAsunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOAsunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America!
Hello, sports fans. This is Paul Tergat, marathon champion from Kenya. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
They're playing
basketball. In the National Basketball Association playoffs, four teams remain in contention for the trophy after weekend action. In the Eastern Conference Finals, the Milwaukee Bucks will play the Toronto Raptors. Game one in this best-of-seven series is Wednesday night in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And in the Western Conference Finals, the defending NBA champion Golden State Warriors, bidding for their fourth league title in 5 years, will take on the Portland Trail Blazers. Game one in this best-of-seven series is Tuesday night in Oakland, California. The Raptors and the Trailblazers both scored dramatic Game 7 victories on Sunday to advance to the conference finals. In Canada, the host Raptors edged the Philadelphia 76ers 92-90. Toronto star Kawhi Leonard hit a shot from the corner over Philadelphia's Cameroonian star Joel Embiid to lift the Raptors to a thrilling victory. It was the first winning, buzzer-beating shot in a Game 7 in NBA playoffs history. The AP's John Lethierby reports from Toronto, Canada.
Leonard, as he's done so many times this season for Toronto, putting the team on his back, getting to a spot in the right corner, his jumper over Sixers center Joel Embiid that bounced around the rim for what seemed like an eternity, finally falling through the basket, turning Scotiabank Arena into absolute bedlam.
End up finding a spot that I, you know, like, that I work on. I end up getting to a spot. And I just knew I had to shoot it high.
Leonard finished with a game-high 41 points. Philadelphia doing anything and everything they possibly could, stayed shot for shot with Toronto and beat his team's high score. He had 21 points and 11 rebounds.
We could have made some more shots, but it's basketball. Sometimes it's going to fall, sometimes not. I felt like, you know, everybody left everything on the court.
The Raptors open up the Eastern Conference Final Wednesday night in Milwaukee. John Lethierby, Toronto.
Thanks, John. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. In Denver, Colorado, the Portland Trail Blazers rallied from a big first-half deficit to defeat the host Denver Nuggets. The AP's Bruce Morton reports from Denver.
The Blazers rode a game-high 37 points from C.J. McCollum, good for a 100-96 Game 7 win over Denver. For guard Damian Lillard and his teammates, the victory advances Portland to its first Western Conference Finals berth since the year 2000.
Everybody we see every day, everybody's invested in what we've created. And I think when we come out on top in a game like this, in a tough series like this, you see it in everybody's celebration.
Portland overcame a 17-point first-half deficit and 4 of 26 shooting from beyond the arc. The Blazers took the lead early in the fourth quarter and held on for the duration. Next up is a matchup with the two-time defending champ Golden State Warriors. Bruce Morton, Denver.
Thanks, Bruce. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. In African boxing, South Africa's Maruti Mtelane scored a unanimous 12-round decision against local favorite Masayuki Kuroda to retain his IBF flyweight title Monday in Tokyo, Japan. Two judges scored it 116-112 in favor of Mtelane, and the other judge had the South African in front 117-112. Mtelane dominated from the opening round, and he scored with stinging punches throughout the fight. It was the second successful title defense for Mtelane, whose nickname, I love it, I love the nickname, Babyface. His nickname is Babyface. Babyface. Babyface improved to 38 wins and 2 losses with 25 knockouts. Meanwhile, Ghana's former WBO super bantamweight champion Isaac Royal Storm Dogbe was beaten badly in his rematch over the weekend with Mexico's Emmanuel Navarrete. Dogbe's father and trainer Paul Dogbe finally threw in the towel in the 12th round. Navarrete rocked Dogbe early and often over 12 punishing rounds. Navarrete beat Dogbe by unanimous decision last December And this time it was even more decisive. Our reigning prince of pugilistics, Nnamdi Hollywood Moweta, criticized Paul Dogbe both before and after the world title rematch. Nnamdi said a world-class trainer could have saved Isaac Dogbe from the beatdown he received in the western U.S. city of Tucson, Arizona. In Namdi's words, and I quote, "I saw this coming. There was no need for this fight and the damage Isaac Dogbe received. I hope Paul Dogbe will now walk away from his son's corner. Isaac Dogbe will need a long time to heal." Well, I watched the fight on ESPN here in the United States, and I agree with Namdi's criticism. Paul Dogbe had a chance to stop the fight much earlier than he did, but he sent his son out for more punishment. Shame on you, Paul Dogbe. Speaking in the ring after his one-sided loss, Isaac Dogbe said, and I quote, "It's not over until the final bell. Hats off to Navarrete. He did a great job. Making weight at super bantamweight is getting too difficult. My next fight, I will be moving up to featherweight. I will be much more comfortable there." I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. In professional golf, South Korea's Sung Kang has captured his first title on the PGA Tour at the Byron Nelson Tournament in Dallas, Texas. The AP's Graham Agars reports from Dallas.
It may have taken him 159 starts, but 31-year-old Dallas-based South Korean Sung Kang has finally secured his breakthrough PGA Tour win at the AT&T Byron Nelson.
I was really dreaming about winning an event on PGA Tour when I was really young and watching Tiger was dominating, and then I've done it today, so it just feels amazing.
Kang broke out of a tie for the lead with a birdie at the 15th and then pulled away to post a closing round 67, his 23 under par total giving him a two-shot victory over Scott Piercy and Matt Every. Brooks Koepka tuned up his game going into his defence of this week's PGA title with a solid 20 under performance. I'm Graham Agars.
Thanks, Graham. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Turning to tennis, Serbian star Novak Djokovic defeated 20-year-old Greek Stefanos Tsitsipas in straight sets Sunday, 6-3 and 6-4, to win his third Madrid Open title in Spain. It was the second title of the season for the top-ranked Djokovic, adding to his title victory at the Australian Open. It was also Djokovic's record-tying 33rd Masters 1000 trophies. Rafael Nadal has also won 33 Masters tournaments. Nadal and Djokovic, just to put it in perspective, have five more Masters 1000 titles than Roger Federer, who's third on the all-time list. Speaking after his title in Madrid, Djokovic says, and I quote, "These are the best tournaments, the biggest tournaments we have in our sport. Of course, alongside the Grand Slams, this is as important and as good as it gets." Djokovic was in control from the start against the 20-year-old Tsitsipas, one of the rising young stars in men's tennis. So we await to see whether that young Greek can get over the hurdle and beat Djokovic in the rematch. And that wraps up the May 13th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer Nelson Lopez. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
I'm get it.
Hello, Africa. I'm James Butte, host of VOA's Daybreak Africa. VOA. When news breaks, VOA Africa is there, bringing you the news as it happens. Listen to Daybreak Africa Monday through Friday at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC. And our 5 minute newscast come to you at the top of each hour. VOA Africa, your trusted source of information.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
This is Science in a Minute.
A new study by researchers from Spain's University of Barcelona and the French Besançon Astronomical Observatory suggests that the Milky Way galaxy experienced a period of intense star-making about 2 to 3 billion years ago. Writing in the journal Astronomy and Astrophysics, the scientists reached their findings by analyzing data gathered by the European Space Agency's Gaia satellite. The researchers say they found that about half of the stars that make up the Milky Way's galactic disk were created during the stellar baby boom. Before the time of this boost in star formation, the scientists suggest that our galaxy was beginning to run low on the gas used to make stars when a satellite galaxy crashed into and merged with the Milky Way. It's thought that the satellite galaxy was rich with this gas, and when it merged with our home galaxy, boosted its star-making capabilities. I'm VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
What's going on? What's happening, Africa? This is Jackson Vunganyi right here in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Nadia Sami. Thanks for joining us. We'd love to have you on board. This is Upfront on the Voice of America. Hot, hot.
Upfront is a show that explores issues
that affect your daily lives. Don't move. Don't move that dial. Get your snacks. Get your cup of tea or your cup of coffee. Put your feet up. This is Upfront. Cheers, cheers. Clink, clink.
Yeah. Now there's a youth culture that is being practiced by the youth globally.
I feel like the problem is that once the funds are sent to these developing countries, it sometimes gets in the wrong hands, and then it's the actual people that are supposed to be benefiting from these funds really never even get to see.
What does this mean for your local culture? Is it being threatened? Should your parents be worried? Let's talk. This is Upfront of the Voice of America.
You can follow me on Twitter. My handle is at Upfront Africa. And remember, you can always send us an email here on the show. It's upfront@voanews.com.
Join your host, Larry London, for Border Crossings, VOA's Worldwide Music Request Hour, every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in to hear your favorite songs and artists, win prizes and giveaways, and get the latest scoop from exclusive celebrity interviews. Send in requests to our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or call 202-618-2077 to have your favorite music played for the entire world. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal.
The Voice of America's flagship global news program, International Edition, brings you an in-depth look at the biggest stories of the day. Nobody covers the world more comprehensively than VOA. We have hundreds of reporters gathering the news and the views of the most seasoned experts on international issues. Tune in Monday through Friday at 17 UTC and 22:30 UTC. We're also available online at voanews.com.
News happens around the clock, and VOA brings you the latest at the top of each hour. Tune in for a summary of the news at the top of each hour, around the clock on the Voice of America. Hourly newscasts on the radio and on the internet at voanews.com. VOA, a leader in news coverage for over 70 years.